Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, and it's my great pleasure today to be interviewing the world-class singer and songwriter Tina Malia, who I would like to introduce with her song, Shores of Avalon. Into the show, you just heard the enchanting voice of Tina Malia, who I have with us today. Thank you for being with us on Cosmic Love, Tina.
Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
Tina, I understand that your formative years were in a car seat under a piano where you got a classical music education from a concert pianist. Would you tell us about that?
That sounds about right. Well, my mother was a classical from South Korea, and she came over to the States when she stayed here and met my dad and continued to play music. And yeah, I started learning classical when I was about 3 years old, and I don't know where you got that car story, but that is a true story. She used to put me in my car seat underneath the grand piano, and she would practice for, you know, an average of 7 hours a day. So I spent a lot of years under that piano. I remember. I definitely remember it.
That's amazing. You know, the Montessori method, they say the absorbent mind at that age, it like deeply embeds, it absorbs, music. And so, I mean, you get a great formative education.
Oh, yes.
So what's the story behind Shores of Avalon? What inspired you to come up with those mystical melodies? I mean, it just sends me. I mean, as the host of Cosmic Love, I had my radar out for good vibes, and I heard that and said, oh. So where'd you come from behind that? Besides your formative years, you must have had some, that was a great foundation. And of course, there's a long saga in between, but when did you come up with this this Avalon?
Well, I was, that album and that song in particular was one of the first songs I ever wrote, period. Mm-hmm. I was 18. And I was really into mysticism, and I was reading The Mists of Avalon by Marion Zimmer Bradley, so I was kind of already in that world. And I had this dream that I was on this boat with this young child, and we were crossing this great ocean, and he was so excited to make this great journey. And then a short time later, someone very close to my family passed away, and I really directly related it to this dream I had about this really joyous crossing. So that was what that song's written about.
Oh, that's really interesting. And 18 years, that was a few years ago.
It was a couple.
So you've been touring, and you have two albums out now?
I have four, actually.
You have four albums out.
I do.
Well, I'm just kind of coming in, on the fly here and getting bits and pieces of it. And your story, I know you're touring again. You're going to be, you're traveling around the United States and coming into Bozeman, Montana here in a couple weeks. And actually, this is kind of a preview to that. You know, I live near Bozeman, and Bruce, our mutual friend, turned me on to you coming and shared some of your MP3s. And I think we'll hear another one now, The Silent Awakening, and I'm sure there's a story there. So we'll play that right now, The Silent Awakening.
I dreamt I was born a girl, living alone in the world, passing the hours away. I looked into the face of sorrow, tempted by the taste of tomorrow and the scent of yesterday. But that was only a dream of a dream. This world is not what it seems. We are the wind that carries the seeds. We are the roots of the banyan tree. We are love offered on the wing that stretches across eternity. We are recorded life's symphony. We are the silent awakening. We are only a dream of a dream. This world is not what it seems. We are the wind that carries the seeds. We are the roots of the banyan tree. We are love offered on the wing that stretches across eternity. We are recorded life's symphony. We are the silent awakening. The wind that carries the seeds, we are the roots of the bed.
Now, that's from your Silent Awakening CD?
Yes.
I understand that well, there's some other really incredible songs. I heard one other one on that CD, and that one really took off globally. That was quite a sensation, wasn't it?
That's probably my big hit. That one is Heard of Babylon.
Yeah. Well, I love the lightness. I mean, the vibration and the words in your music is just, some of your words are just on that Silent Awakening CD and the other song also. It's the vibration that sends me, but the words that anchor me.
Nice.
And I really like the way you do the blend with the melodies and the lightness. It just, to me, it's really extraordinary. So could you give it a little bit of background on your experience with that song and the CD?
Well, you know, that song is really just about this and stuff. I feel like we kind of feel like we're alone, and we're really, we live kind of very separate lives sometimes. And I've had such a beautiful experience with nature and community, and I've traveled all over the world and really had so many very deep experiences of this very connected feeling of love. And I just really wanted to express that in a song and kind of, you know, that the words and just remind me I'm not alone. And music is such a beautiful way to offer that reminder. It's a great.
Oh, it's I've always believed that music really is a universal language, and that the frequencies of music speak to the right brain. You know, the audio speaks to the right brain, just like visuals speak to the left brain. But speak to the right brain in the sense that, you know, the heart coherence. And I talk about this on the show, heart coherence, a lot. You know, the science of heart mm-hmm. coherence and the frequencies of holy compassion and frequencies as a universal language. You know, it's all frequency. And the lightness in your music and the anchoring with the words. And I like a lot of the East-West theme and a lot of just universal themes. You know, self and others and. More of a global sensibility with a lot of your music, and of course, you represent a lot of different cultures in your music. You know, one of the pieces that you've done called how do you say it, Gayatri Mantra? We'll play that. Let's talk about that a little bit. That's a little bit of the Eastern flavor that. I really like to see from a musician that's eclectic and global.
Tatsavitu Varenya
gracia di mai Dio, io na braccio d'ella, un bubo basso, tazza di tu, vanella, pago de gracia di mai Dio, io na braccio.
Now that's not the full song. I'm cutting some of these songs short, Tina, so we can get through more of them, give people a taste of your work. This Gayatri Mantra, I like Indian bhajans and Eastern music. Now, also, could you give us a little background on this?
I really sing music in different languages, and Sanskrit is a particularly amazing one. And yeah, this is the Gayatri Mantra. It's known as one of the most potent mantras that exists. And for anyone who's not familiar with mantra, it's really the repetition of a sound or a phrase that's really meant to lighten, shall we say, since we've been talking about that, lighten the spirit and give a focus and a direction. And it's really incredible. And I also love bhajan, and I do a fair amount of that within my shows and my concerts. I always like to bring in that aspect, and I'm working on another mantra album right now as well. So that's just
I had a guy on my show, Dan Winter, who is an expert in the ancient Sanskrit and Hebrew characters and how they were actually they evolved out of the original form of the letters were actually frequency coordinates. That like the ancient Sri Yantra and Sri Mandala, it's actually a pattern that if you put Om through an oscilloscope, it comes out into this ancient mandala that's used in the East for thousands of years. And this kind of stuff has always fascinated with me, so a lot of the ancient rhythms and music was actually from a language that dealt directly with the harmonic order of the universe. So that was a separate CD, or is that the Gayatri Mantra?
That's
is that on a CD?
Yep, that's on an album called Jaya Bhagavan, and that's all.
Yeah. Wow. And how often do you get over to and sing in the East?
Never. I have never been there.
Really? Seriously? So you're basically working with Eastern musicians in L.A. or
yeah, in California and South America. That sounds strange. Australia. But I have not been over to.
Interesting.
Wow. Music and their influence has certainly made it to me.
And you write most of your music yourself, don't you?
I do. I write pretty much everything in English by myself, and the music that I do in other languages, I usually have learned somewhere else that are traditionals, or I write the melodies to traditional mantras.
Well, they're very enjoyable. And you've got another CD, Lost Frontier, where you've got a couple pieces on it. And I thought we'd play Serendipity. We'll play that one now. One of your more recent songs, Tina?
This is, yes. This is from my most recent album.
And how's it being received?
Great. Yeah.
How do you like it? I really like the lightness of it.
I mean, you know, all of my songs and all my albums are kind of like my children.
Yeah.
So they're different. Yeah. They're all different.
Yeah. Oh, there's a real nice lightness to it. In other words, I can't see an evolution. It's like you began with a deep mystical, and you're like coming out, and you're taking it to the next level.
Mm.
And well, you know, you're young, and you're upward mobile.
And I'm coming to Bozeman. I'm so excited. I've never been to Bozeman before, so
oh, it's
thank
a
you
wonderful
all for
city.
Having me.
You're going to be May 13th, Tuesday. May 13th is the Pilgrim Church there in Bozeman. And
yes.
I'm doing the show and hopefully getting it out to people that can hear the show and have an introduction to yourself. And they can order, I understand, your tickets, the tickets online at tinamalia.com.
Yes, exactly.
Or they can... Excuse me, I guess they could show up at the door. And that's going to be at the Pilgrim Church. Anyone in around Bozeman can find where that's at quite easily. And $15 advance, $20 at the door. So you're going to be there with Hans Christian. Now, he's a special guest. Has he played with you before on your with your CDs?
He has, actually. He played on my very first CD. He played on Shores of Avalon, and he's an amazing cellist, and he also plays some different instruments. One of them's called a nickel harpa, and it's like an ancient Swedish violin. And then another one is called the sarangi, which is also a Indian violin, kind of has an amazing, beautiful sound, sounds like the human voice almost. And then he plays an instrument called the sitara and cello. He's a fantastic cellist. So, I'm traveling with him and my bass player, Jared May, and we have a delightful trio. It's really fun.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, I heard that background on Shores of Avalon, and I wondered if that was him. I didn't delve into it that much, but I see him on the flyer, and I'll be posting this with the show material regarding a picture of yourself and him, and this is the Pilgrim Church flyer. So I'm really excited about you coming. This is like, boy, I wouldn't say bringing light to dark places, because Bozeman's a pretty enlightened town. But but you'll still you'll bring a wonderful vibe to the city, and I'm sure you'll have a good turnout. Is this other song Ambrosia? Is that on your Lost Frontier CD also?
It is. Yes, it's also from our most recent CD.
Oh, good. Let's play that now. Falling. I could groove to that for a good while. Well, Tino, so this is your last, this Ambrosia and Serendipity on your Lost Frontier CD, your most recent CD. That, I would assume, is on your TinaMalia.com website also, where people
Correct.
Can order that.
Yes.
And what's been your experience, you know, more recently with that album? Could you give a little background story on the latest?
Sure. Well, you know, as you heard, my four albums are Shores of Awa, which you played some of, and then Jaya Bhagavan, which is all in Sanskrit, and then Silent Awakening, which you also played one of the tracks from, and then this most recent one is called The Lost Frontier. So my first three albums are very largely acoustic instrumentation, and then The Lost Frontier was my first venture into more kind of down-tempo electronic music, sort of meets Sarah McLachlan meets Deva Premal.
Yeah.
I call it. You know, I really love all kinds of music. It's so hard for me to, you know, to have a small palette that I work from. I really like to expand my different ranges of what I can do. And of course, always with a positive, uplifting lyrical theme. That's just kind of who I am and how I write. So, I thought I would venture into some uncharted territory for me. Of course, now I'm already another album that kind of goes back a little bit more towards the acoustic side, but I'm keeping some dreamy electric guitars and stuff like that kind of merging the styles a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, this has been a good sampler as far as introducing, you know, your vibe. I mean, it's been a real treat. And
great!
I'm sure you'll be really well received in Bozeman. There's just a lot of people that are enlightened, so to speak. You've got a lot of light in your harmonics. I'm grateful that you were able to be with us today. I'm looking forward to coming to the show here in Bozeman. I've, you know, I just lived over the over one of the mountains here that surround Bozeman, and I'm definitely going to be playing these tunes that I've got on the MP3s in anticipation. And I thought what we would do here, finishing up. I did want to mention one more time that you're going to be here in Bozeman, Tuesday, the May 13th, the Pilgrim Church. That's on 2118 South 3rd Street in Bozeman. And anyone listening can get tickets here locally or get the CDs here for Tina's four CDs on her website at TinaMalia.com. That's MALIA.com. So I thought what we would do is finish with the full version of Shores of Avalon. And Tina, I wanted to thank you so much for sharing your music, your soul, really, through your music, and just your wonderful vibe with this on Cosmic Love. And blessings
to
you.
Yes, absolutely a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to meeting you in Bozeman.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks so much, Tina.
All righty. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Time has come to cross the
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.